Black Trans and Beautiful is brought to you by Working the Nude. We offer resources where you can build wealth, get out of debt, and strip the debt away. Go to bit.ly/stripthedebt and you will be living your best life. I use this program myself and it is great and it helps you a lot. For more information, email me, your hostess, Yannick Taylor, at btransbpodcast@gmail.com. Let's get started with the show. Here we go. Black, Trans, and Beautiful. Here we go. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Johnny T. I know it has been a few weeks since I last been on talking with you all. The last one that I did with you all was actually coming from the heart. I actually took some time away to regroup, refresh, and to really get back in the groove of podcasting. And I must say that I'm glad to be back. This past weekend was Father's Day weekend for me, and I did spend it with the father figures in my life, with my father in ministry, my best friends who are fathers, my dad and my uncle that raised me. So I've really had a great time, and I pray that you all had a great Father's Day as well. It is with sadness that we report that 20-year-old rapper XXX Tentacion, or XXX Tentacion, was shot and killed on this past Monday in what authorities are saying was a robbery attempt. So my heart and prayers go out to his family at this time. We don't really know the circumstances, but let's lift up his family in prayer. And of course, there's still shenanigans with immigration going on with number 45 and his cronies. And the primary elections in various states have started. And I really want you all to get out and vote. As Jennifer Lewis said, get your ass out and vote. So get out and vote, people. This is very crucial that you do get out and vote. I am wanting to just come on and give you all a little announcement as to what's going on with Black Trans and Beautiful. I will be soon changing the format of this podcast. As many of you know, I used to write short stories. I had gotten away from it, but I've actually started back writing short stories, and I will be premiering on this podcast a short story. So be on the lookout. I will have advertisements for that on Anchor, Podbean, and various outlets. And I do also want to advise you all that Black Trans and Beautiful is now on Google Podcasts, which is a new app for podcasts from the Google platform. So y'all download that and subscribe to Black Trans and Beautiful. You can also find us on the Google Play Music app as well. And we want you all to share the love, share the excitement, share your favorite episode with somebody you love or even with somebody you hate, and help us to grow this brand. And to my subscribers, thank you all for your love and support. I have not forgotten about you. Just a lot has been going on and trying to make this transition from South Carolina to DC. So that's where I have been. So this week, we are seeing a cloud happen with immigration policy in America, as children are being separated from their parents as they are crossing the border from here to America. And I find it deplorable as to what has really been going on with these families and whatnot. And I heard someone say, we are protecting the children. We're thinking of the children. How are you thinking of the children by holding them in cages, detention centers for immigrants, and they've been separated from their parents, and they're anywhere from hundreds to thousands of miles away? Do you not realize how you are traumatizing the children in this? And it's funny that good old Uncle Sam claims he was founded on good old Christian principles, which I'm negating that on today. So, and we all know the spiel, America was never meant for people of color. You know, when they kicked the Native Americans off and committed genocide to get rid of Native Americans, let's face it, they wanted America pure and white, but America was never pure and white. When was America ever great? What they really mean by saying make America great again is making America white again. Let's make America what it was originally intended for, a Garden of Eden for all people. And what kills me is that these people are talking about they don't want immigrants in this country, when half of these people crying that their ancestors and some of them are immigrants to this country. They are not natural born U.S. citizens. Some of them migrated. So I find it freaking hilarious as to the whole tirade. And if I offend somebody, I'm sorry. Oh, well, I'm not going to apologize. This is my podcast and I speak how I feel it. If you don't like it, you can subscribe to someone else. I have plenty of subscribers that will take the cake. Anyway, in other news, I just recently celebrated my 9th month anniversary in the transition, in the transitioning period, and I'm so excited. I've been on HRT for 9 months and still progressing towards that as well, and just really taking some time for me. Sometimes I've learned that sometimes you have to step back and focus on you and really focus on your self-care. So many times we can take on everybody else's problems, everybody else's weights, and take the focus off of us sometimes and forget all about us, which can really be dangerous. It is perfectly fine to focus on you sometimes and really focus on your needs, your necessities, the things that make you tick. And this is coming from a bout that I had with an episode of depression, if you will. I went through a period of where I was crying and I just felt heavy, and I ended up crying and just praying and crying and really focusing back on me and actually just reviewing some things for my self-care, even if it means therapy. And people think self-care is always going to a spa. No, self-care sometimes means you go to therapy. Self-care can also mean that you seek help or that you tell people no. There are many ways that you can get your self-care on, okay? And don't let anyone make you feel bad about your self-care. Get your self-care and focus on you. And that's where I've been. I've started back doing my positive affirmations and things like that, and had an exciting tell. I must say that recently I had an experience with the law of attraction. I was in Atlanta with a friend of mine, and while we were on the road, I began to do my money affirmations and my law of attraction affirmations for various things. And in the process of me doing this, I received, I found a dollar lying on the ground. Granted, it was a dollar. That was still a blessing, and I'm so grateful for it. I thank God for it. Thank the universe. Thank my ancestors for it. And that lets me know that the law of attraction does work. And I advise you that the law of attraction does really work. Oh, my gosh. It really works. And it just surprised it. I'm not going to say it surprised me. Like, I was astounded by how quickly it did work. Just from me doing that little bit of chanting for about 30 or 40 minutes of the ride on the way to the little venue for the ball that we were attending. So I'm very excited about it. And I do have a special link below from Strip the Debt Away. I want y'all to check that link out in the description box. Y'all will see that on my Twitter. This is a way for you all to build wealth and learn how to get out of debt. This is a financial literacy program that will help you make better financial decisions, teach you how to invest in cryptocurrency in the stock market, as well as in precious metals such as silver and gold. So I want you all to check that out. We do have apparel on the Black Trans and Beautiful store at blacktransbeautiful.spreadshirt.com. So y'all check that out. I'm going to come back with another podcast later on this week. I'm trying to get my schedule right with Diamond, my co-host, which is another reason why we haven't been really podcasting lately. We've both been busy working and getting things together in life. So things are looking on the up and up, and I will come back with some more juicy news, but be on the lookout. Starting in August with the story time format of a new story that's coming. So I'm working on that as well. So y'all live, love, and be free. Have a great night. And before I go, I want to tell everybody, thank you for your love and support on our Patreon. I do have a very, very, very special thing that I did. You noticed the new theme song? That's written by yours truly. Came up with that a couple of weeks ago. And since I'm coming back from my little break, I want to give newness to this podcast. I hope you all enjoy it. So you all live, love, and be free. Smooches, have a great week. And remember, you are loved. Live, love, and be free.